I want to take you to another story that's developing this hour now. Ecuador's president, Guillermo Lasso, has dissolved Congress. On Tuesday, MPs began impeachment procedures against the president, accusing him of corruption. Ecuador's constitution allows the president, in certain circumstances, to dissolve parliament and, at the same time, announce his own resignation.
Ecuador needs a new political and social pact to allow it to escape from the serious political crisis the country is in, and which unfortunately is getting worse day by day. We need to move forward to a solution that can give hope to Ecuadorian families for a future of well-being and stability.
Well, Alessandro Rampietti is joining us now from Ecuador's capital, Quito. So what happens now, Alessandro? Hello, Alessandro Rampietti in Quito. It's Rob Matheson in Doha. Can you hear me? Unfortunately, we seem to have lost our links to Alessandro. We'll try and get him back later in the programs. Now, in Haiti, Al Jazeera has spoken exclusively to one of the nation's most powerful gang leaders. Jimmy Charissier leads a federation of nine groups and is accusing politicians of fueling violence. He's been accused of human rights abuses, but he insists he's fighting to provide basic services for the people. Teresa Bo met him in the capital, Port-au-Prince.
It's known as the G9 and Family and Allies, just one of the many gangs vying for control of Port-au-Prince.
But the places where G9 family...
It is run by former police officer Jimmy Charissier, also known as Barbecue. He took us to the front line of his urban battleground. He says a rival gang is on the other side.
It's unfortunate we have to call some Haitians enemies, but the Haitian oligarchs and politicians give them guns and ammunition to destroy our communities.
His men are extremely cautious, wary of an attack from the other side.
Jimmy Charissier, alias Barbecue, has created what is known as the G9. It's a federation of gangs, and it's one of the most powerful here in the capital. They're fighting for control of the territory. On the other side of this wall is the neighborhood of Bel Air that they've been trying to control.
But Charissier says the G9 is not a gang. He says he's fighting to help provide security and basic services to the people left behind by the government.
There's a difference between a gang and an armed group. We have an ideology. We have a vision to see Haiti with all the services, with drinkable water, schools, jobs, and with security.
His opponents accuse his groups of killing civilians and setting houses on fire. Hundreds have fled, fearing for their lives. The UN, US, and Canada imposed sanctions on him last year. Prime Minister Ariel Henry has asked for international assistance to fight the gangs. Charissier says most are funded by those running the country.
The PM's not asking for foreign troops to come to the country. They want foreign forces to protect them from the crimes they have committed. Several times the UN's intervened in Haiti, and you see that the result is always zero.
Charissier wanted to show us the difference between the areas controlled by him and other parts of Port-au-Prince. He says there are no shortages of food here, and the streets are clean because he pays for it. Jimmy Charissier is the state in this part of Port-au-Prince. In the past few weeks, people have turned against the gangs in the country, killing suspected gang members on the streets. The movement is known as Bois Calais. Charissier says he supports them, saying the time has come for people to fight back. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Port-au-Prince.
Okay, I want to take you back to our earlier developing story. Ecuador's president, Guillermo Lasso, has dissolved Congress. We're going to talk to Alessandro Rampietti, who's in Ecuador's capital, Quito. So, Alessandro, what happens now?
Yes, Rob. What happens now, essentially, is that immediately The National Assembly, the Ecuador's Congress, is closed. The police has already been deployed to block the entrance for lawmakers that were expected to continue the impeachment proceedings on Wednesday. These were supposed to start in 1 hour. Instead, nobody is allowed to enter Congress right now. We've seen the police standing in front of the main doors of the building, and the next thing that will happen is that the National Electoral Council will have 90 days to call and present new presidential and parliamentary elections. So the country will likely have a new president as soon as August, in case somebody wins in the first round, or it could instead have to wait until November. In the meantime, President Guillermo Lasso will be able to govern by a decree, with the Constitutional Court having essentially to work as a control mechanism for the decrees that he will present. He already presented one, a new fiscal law that will reduce taxes for a great number of Ecuadorians. So that will be the situation for at least the next 4 months. Lasso announced this in a pre-recorded national address that was then broadcast at 7 a.m. Local here. He was surrounded by his ministers and said that this was a legal and democratic way to solve what he called a useless confrontation between the executive power and the legislative power in the country.
Alessandro, he might be calling it a useless confrontation, but the allegations are serious. He's been accused of corruption. He's being impeached. What does this mean for the impeachment process and any subsequent legal process that might go on?
Well, this essentially means that the impeachment process is over. And the truth is that while obviously these were serious charges, this went beyond this particular case. And what we've seen now for months in the country was sort of a game of brinkmanship between the executive power and the legislative power, with the legislative power in the country working to try and remove the president. He had already faced an impeachment trial less than a year ago, following massive protests in the country on the price of living. Ecuadorians here are very tired about not only the worsening economic situation, but also a degraded security situation. For many years, Ecuador was a relatively safe haven in Latin America, but recently it has become the main transport hub for drug trafficking, the drug trafficking of cocaine to the United States and to Europe. This has brought high levels of violence here in the capital, Quito, and especially along the coast. So people were very tired here. A lot of them were accusing the president of being unable to control the situation in the country. Lasso says that, though, he wasn't allowed to govern because the opposition majority in Congress essentially was blocking all his legislative agendas.
Alessandro Rampietti in Quito. Alessandro, thank you very much indeed. Plenty more ahead.